You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the Law of Attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula Kidd Casey, and I am thrilled that you are listening to me on my radio show, The Lawyer of Attraction, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And I'd like to welcome you, and this is my Christmas show. If you could see me, I look pretty Christmassy. And I want to talk to you about some amazing, magical concepts that I think we inherently know, but sometimes it's so helpful to have some of those ideas pointed out. It's just going to be you and me today. So woohoo! The energy is going to be huge. The ideas are going to be flowing. The concepts are going to be simple. And the inspiration is going to take us to our highest self. So glad you're here with me today. I want to talk to you about a concept that is the basis of everything that we ever talk about. And that is our self-image. And that is our confidence. And there's an amazing book by James Allen. It's called As a Man Thinketh. And let me tell you, if you go to Amazon and download it from Kindle, it is free. It is short. It is probably 150 years old. So it's written in kind of oldish style. But it literally tells you that your environment is but your looking glass. What you see outside of you is just a reflection of what is inside of you. So if there's turmoil or if there's sadness, we have to look inside of us and we have to learn how to change that. And the very first point is self-awareness. If we have not been aware of this, we do not know how to change it. So don't beat yourself up, right? That doesn't help. If we don't know what we don't know, we can't change it. But once we become aware of this knowledge, aware of the power that flows to and through us, aware of how we harness that power, aware of how absolutely powerful this information can be on you and on your environment. Because what we try to do is we are trying to, you know, like rearrange the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. Who cares? You know, if the inside of us is not calm and peaceful and connected to source, and understand that we can control our thoughts. Our thought becomes a vibration automatically. It's a frequency. And we call it a feeling. We call it an emotion, energy and motion. And whatever we're thinking and feeling, we're putting out to the universe, and that's affecting our environment, and we're getting back exactly what we put out. And you know that. Let's talk about that for a minute. If you're angry, everybody around you is angry. If you're angry and you act that way, everybody is either staying away from you or reacting to your anger, and it just gets worse. But when we understand that we can choose a better feeling thought, and let me tell you, the best feeling thought that we can possibly have is gratitude. Gratitude is the highest level of vibration we can be. Gratitude, love, joy. So we're going to learn today that it's just a simple, and simple may not necessarily mean easy, but it does mean there is a way to do this. And I wanted to read, this is one of my favorite lessons from Bob Proctor. I teach Bob's program. And so it's amazing. But through a slight shift in your own personal self-image, you can take all the genius and talent you have developed for one profession and apply it effectively to another or to any aspect of your life. When you learn that it's just a slight shift in your self-image, that is what you think about yourself, what you feel about yourself, what you've been conditioned since you were young, a slight shift in that, it can make all the difference in the world. So how did we get our self-image in the first place? Well, it was given to us from the time we were born. And even before we were born until we were 6 or 7, our brain is an alpha wave, meaning we are very suggestible. It's like a hypnotic state. And that's why little bitty ones want to do everything and learn everything. And you can teach them and they can learn languages at a very early age. They're much more malleable because they are able to absorb this information without a filter that we end up getting because we end up going to a different kind of brainwave. And from the time we're born until we're 6 or 7, we are conditioned by our parents. And our parents are very loving. They don't know any different. They don't know how to do anything differently than what they've been taught, right? If we don't know how to do it, we don't know what we don't know. But, you know, they conditioned us, our early teachers, our society, our families. And basically it was they wanted to protect us, right? They told us, you know, don't do anything dangerous. You can't do that. You're not old enough. You don't know enough. We don't have enough. You can't have that. We don't have enough money. And none of these things are untrue, but they also don't serve us. And so we learn up to an age of 6 or 7 what we are conditioned. Some of us have much more difficult conditioning than others, but we are now programmed until we're 6 or 7. And that's basically our self-image. That's our self-worth. And a lot of us don't think we're worthy to have much more than what we have. A lot of us don't think that there is anything but lack and scarcity. And I'm here to tell you there's this huge abundance out there. And it's a slight shift in our perception because we think that there's a limited amount of everything and that we have to fight over this pie. There's only so many pieces of the pie. But when you understand where your power really comes from, it comes from source. It comes from God. It comes from the Holy Spirit. It comes from a connection to the zero point field, which is a quantum physics. There is a energy field that's around us. Call it what you want, but when we connect with it, and how we do that is we calm our minds. We meditate for a few minutes. We take big deeps of breath and we quiet our minds and we reach for gratitude. There's a frequency, there's a vibration that when we can get on, we are connected to source. And that is where the power comes. But it's really hard to do that if our self-image is one of lack and scarcity and we're not enough, right? We're not worthy. So there's a way to literally change that. Because when we change on the inside, everything on the outside changes. The environment is but our looking glass. But when we try to make everybody outside of us do something different because somehow it's going to make us feel better, right? That is like trying to change our mascara by putting it on the mirror instead of putting it on ourselves. And I've got my hand up on this one. I am a control freak, right? I've always wanted to control everything and I'm doing my best to surrender. I love the word surrender. I used to think it meant to lose. Surrender just means surrendering to a higher purpose, to a higher consciousness, to a higher knowledge. And it's not losing control, it's gaining a bigger picture of what it really means. Because when you connect to your higher self, and we're not down here with our egos, and there's nothing wrong with egos, right? That's our personalities. That's how we kind of get around in this world. But when we learn that we can connect to this higher self and surrender to that, oh my gosh, everything, it makes such a huge difference. And I want everybody to take a big deep breath with me. And blow it out. Now, doesn't that feel a little bit better? There's a little bitty sense of a vacation at that end of that breath. And that is what I would like for us to reach for, because that calm and that serenity, even for an instant, breaks up that negativity, breaks up that energy that we're sending out to the universe. If we can do it 2 times or 3 times or 4 times in a row, it makes a difference on the vibration that we're sending out and the vibration that we're getting back. You are the only person in the entire world that has the ability to alter or improve your self-image. You know, and your parents try and your spouse tries to tell you you're pretty or you're worthy or you can do more. It doesn't matter. Nobody outside of you can change your self-image, but you can. You can say, I'm tired of feeling this way. And if there's a way to change it, tell me. And that's why we're here today, right? Because this is Christmas week. And I want you to understand the most important thing that we can do this week is learn that our emotions control our environment. We can't let our environment control our emotions. We need to put out love. We need to put out gratitude for everything we have. We need to put out absolutely peace and calm, because this is the week, right? This is the week that there's a calmness that comes over the world. There's a bigger picture. You know, we have God entering into our world. And what a wonderful week this is going to be. We have the convergence of Saturn and Venus or Mars. We have a convergence that's going to be like the Bethlehem star on December 21st. Go outside and look at it and absorb the energy, guys. There's miracles coming. But the best thing that we can do is learn that we have to control our emotions and love people, help people, serve people. That's what's going to change everything. So when we say our environment is but our looking glass, let's turn that around and say, when we change on the inside, the outside changes. I know the words are easy for me to come out of my mouth. And I have been doing this for 20 years. I was talking to somebody, you know, in 1999, I had been a divorce attorney for 25 years at that point in time, 20 years at that point in time. And I was good. And we had built a life around that income and that position in the community and that what I considered power, right? And I knew in 1999, I had this yearning and I had no idea how to even explain it. I knew there was something more. I knew I came here to do something more. I had no idea what it was. Now, I had a pretty big self-image. No, I didn't. I had a pretty big ego, right? But I'm not sure I had the self-image that I needed to actually understand and trust that I could pivot, that I could go over to another one, right? Another life, another passion, another career. And I didn't even know how to start. And you guys, this is before The Secret came out. This is before anybody was really talking about the law of attraction. Now, I had read in the 90s, The Celestine Prophecy, which I think is the very first book I ever read about all this magical stuff, right? And I read it, and I read it in the 90s. I go, oh my gosh, I've never heard of this before. I love it. I totally get it, right? I totally get it. And it's about this journey that we all take on who we are and how we get energy. We think we get it from other people. We think that we get it from outside sources, but we get the energy from within us. Everything is an inside job. And so I read the Celestine Prophecy and it got me to start thinking and feeling totally different than I had before. I also found Conversations with God, and there was at least two books out at that point in time, maybe all three, but I love them. They also touched my soul in a way that even back then, I'm not sure that I could have identified or even explained to anybody, but I knew there was something missing. And I started that being lonely, right? I was homesick. And I didn't know what I was homesick for because I had a wonderful family and my kids were great and I had great friends and I had a good job and we lived in a beautiful house, right? I didn't know why I was homesick for anything, but it's because you know that there's this feeling, right? This connection to source, to your angels, to your spirit guides, to your higher self, that somehow we have missed. We don't teach people this, and we need to be teaching our kids from the time they're born that they've got the spirit guides and the angels are with them and they've got this connection to God. And you know, they already know that, right? They know that. We condition it out of them. You know, don't use your imagination. You're not talking to anybody. Nothing's real unless you see it with your eyes. And so I've been on this journey for 20 years, from knowing there's something more but not having any idea how to go about it. And it took me years. It took me 7 years before The Secret came out in 2006, before I could even identify or define what it was. And I saw that the first time and it was like, whoa, you know, they were speaking just to me. You know, Mike Dooley was in it, who later became a dear friend. Bob Proctor was in it, who later became my mentor, and we're very close. I was one of his inner circles, one of his top consultants. I've been to his house. Who would have thought when I watched that in 2006, I would have become friends with a couple of the people. Marie Diamond. Marie Diamond is in it. She's been on my show. She and I are friends. I love her. She's amazing. But who would have thought in 2006 that would have happened? I didn't know how to do it. Right. All I knew that I needed something more and I would take that first step. And the only step I knew how to take back then was find another book. Right. I found Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now, which blew my mind. Every paragraph could be a thesis. Right. I'm just reading it and I'm just amazed. And, you know, then I kind of read some things about Buddhism. And I say there's a Barnes and Noble angel because I would go into Barnes and Noble and I would find the perfect book. I would find the book that I needed to find, the next book. You know, I couldn't have found some very intense, deep books at that point in time and got them. But we find what we need. You take one step. You've got to take an action step. And then the universe moves things closer to you. So you take a step and the universe moves it to you. You don't have to go all the way. You move forward and the law of attraction is magnetic. It pulls the next thing that you need towards you. Trust is such a huge thing. Faith right now is such a huge thing that we got to stay in faith. If everybody listening to this can stay in faith that everything's going to be okay, stay in love, take care of everybody around you, stay in gratitude for everything you have and everything you're going to have, everything's going to be okay. We can change the world. Just the people that are on this call. And I want to thank you now for everybody that's on this call. I'm getting more and more people that are listening. Please share this, not because I'm that cool, but because I honestly have some amazing concepts that I would love to share with you and anybody else. The more people that know this, the more people that are together, the more people that are bonded, the more people that are in this tribe, the more positive energy we put out to the world. And that's what we need to do right now. Put this positive energy out. So I'm just thrilled that everybody's here. And please invite your friends or share this or put it on your Facebook. Because like I said, these are things from spirit. And I'm really not a channel. And I say that I think we're all channels. And I need to accept that more. But I said a prayer before I got on this time. And I said, help me share what these people need to know. Help me share the information that I have in such a way that it will make a difference this week. Because it's Christmas week. Woohoo! What a wonderful time to be alive. What a promise that we got 2,000 years ago. What a promise that we're going to get that everything's going to be okay. We're moving into another amazing time. But we need to know that our energy creates our environment. Our thoughts and our emotions create our environment. And the most important thing we can do this week is to be in love with ourselves and our family and our friends and do whatever we can to help and be grateful for what we have because we're going to get more of that. The law of attraction says whatever you put out, you're going to get more of it back. And that's what we're going to do this week. You know, we're going to give not only physical gifts, but we're going to give gifts of love and reach out and text people you haven't talked to before or call them on the phone or, you know, do something that it's personal and let them know that you love them and that there's love going around. It makes a huge, huge, huge difference on the whole thing. So let's go back to how we do this. So confidence, right? Self-image is completely tied to confidence. Confidence is literally an ability for us to know that we can do something. And it's very hard. And I'm flipping through my lesson because I love this lesson. This is one I teach on Bob. It's hard to have confidence if you've never done something that you think is done well, right? And you keep your head down and you don't think there's enough and you don't think you're worthy and you don't ask. So I want us to know that we have the right to ask. We have the right to ask for more. We have a right to ask. So I was, I want you to get on Jules's show this week. Jules, she has the radio show, Jules Johnson, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Anyway, she had me and Royce Christian. Royce Christian, you would remember him. He was a Disney kid. He was on Nickelodeon. He's an actor, a movie star. He has a great book out called Scripting Your Life. So we were all on this together. And you know what? He has a international TV show on Sky Network, which is over on the BBC, which is over in England. And that came to him out of the blue. And he's interviewing people all over the world. It's in 8 countries. It's doing real well. I adore him. He deserves everything. He's got such an amazing energy. And we're talking, and I said, "Hey, Royce, I want to be on your show," which is this international TV show, right? And he goes, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you asked. I want you to. I want you and Jules to. I have a specific time that you can be on. Let's do it like the second week in January." And I said, "I'm so excited." And I said, "If I hadn't asked, I wouldn't have gotten it." If we don't ask, and I don't necessarily mean verbally, but we need to put out to the universe, "Universe, thank you for this. This is another thing that I would like to have come to me. And I have faith that when I put this out to the universe is going to answer." You know, faith is so big, but I'm going to come to faith in just a minute. But let's talk about confidence. Confidence means do something that you will be able to succeed at. And I mean, walk around the block or work out 5 times in a row. And I don't mean work out like really work out, but do something every day for 20 minutes that is physical, or drink 8 glasses of water a day. Do something that you have set a small goal and you accomplish that, because you can do this, right? And then when you do, you have a little bit more confidence. Confidence has everything to do with faith. You've got to have confidence that you can do it. And that is based on faith. So faith is knowing that when you do something, something else is going to happen that's going to take you closer to your goal, that there's a bigger picture, that there's source, that there's your higher self, that there's angels. When you stay in faith and not fear, it will bring you more things to be faithful about. When you do a little bit of something to make yourself more confident, it increases your self-image. And you do it a little bit at a time. You spiral up. Very rarely, and it can happen, very rarely do you go from 0 to 10, right? We go to 0 to 0.5 to 1 to 1.5 to maybe 3. We spiral up, but you know what? We're moving. In this universe, everything is either expanding or contracting. We have got to move, and move just a little bit. Make a little bit of a goal. Move a little bit. Your self-confidence improves. That is your self-image. Your self-image improves. Your self-image is your picture of yourself. Because when you doubt yourself and you doubt your abilities and you feel you're not able to do the job, it doesn't matter what anybody says outside. How do you develop the confidence and turn this into the power? Confidence is knowledge. Knowledge that you're able to do a little bit at a time, right? Confidence is knowledge. Knowledge that when you take a step forward and you succeed on little things, your self-image goes up, your self-confidence goes up. You're up a little higher on the mountain. You can see a little farther down the road. New options appear. Coincidences appear. New opportunities appear. And you can take that next step. But it's all an inside job. It's all a decision that you're going to control your thought and have a new feeling. I can do it. So there's 4 levels of where we are in our awareness. One is, that's not possible. That's our first one. I can't do it. And the second one is, can I do it? That's a different way of thinking. The third one is, once you ask the question is, can I do that? Can I tackle something? No. Can I do something a little bit different? The third answer is, how can I? You ask the universe, can I? And then the next automatic one is, how could I do that? Now quiet your mind. Listen. There's going to be one step that you need to take. One step and then one step. And then I can do it. So it goes from, I can't do that, to, can I do that, to, how can I do that, to, I can do that. That increases your self-image. That increases your confidence. And I'm talking little by little by little. And that's how we change the mascara on us instead of trying to change it on the mirror. That's how we change our insights. And when we do that, you guys, it changes our environment. When we think we can do more and we think we can appreciate things more and we think we can love more, oh my gosh, and we think we are worthy of more love, we're worthy of more abundance, we're on a different frequency. And the universe brings us more things to be thankful for and more abundance. It is literally life-changing. And like I said, it's simple, but it's knowledge, it's awareness that it's possible, it's knowledge how to do it. Set one goal and do it and look yourself in the mirror. I love the mirror work that Louise Hay does, right? She does mirror work. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love you. You showed up again today. Woohoo. What can we do to help someone? What can we do to get in love? What can we do to get in gratitude? Small, small baby steps, small moments in time. Do not beat yourself up, but yourself. You're here. You showed up. You have a purpose. You have a passion. You know, I didn't know 20 years ago how to change, and it was little by little. And if there's anything I can do to help you not have 20 years to get to that, that is what I'm here for. My other podcasts are some, I've got some amazing, amazing people that are on the podcast that can give you information, right? My book is on Amazon. I think it's $4 for Kindle. A great overview of everything that I teach. Get on my Facebook group, Your Success Formula. I put small things on there, and we're having another 5-day training like the second week in January. So get over there and just join my group, Your Success Formula, on Facebook. And, you know, we're going to do amazing things together. You don't have to do this by yourself. We're all in this together. And remember that. Hug your neighbor. Take care of people. You know, make sure that if you see something that you can do, be of service. That helps your self-image more than anything. Because when we know we're worthy, then we know that we're worthy enough to help other people. And we know that we're here to serve. And then that is a grateful vibration. And then we're closer to source, right? Being aligned with source, being aligned with God, being aligned with Jesus, right? You know, this is Jesus' birth. I mean, I've been a Christian my whole life. I've been baptized twice because I'm not sure the first time took. I'm very close to Jesus, the personality, Jesus, the spirit, right? He's right here with us. You know, just know that you're not alone. You're not alone because you've got us. You're not alone. Find people that are close to you in your tribe, close to you in your environment, but also on groups, right? In churches, in neighborhoods, friends, families. Now's the time to be close to people. Now's the time to share your love and your thoughts and ideas. You know, in a positive, loving, kind way, because that is how we're changing the world. And, you know, and we're getting in an area that the astronomers are saying that there's going to be this new, amazing energy that's coming toward us. The way we access that, and believe me, I'm not an expert on that, but here's what I do know from my heart, you know, from my soul, that the way we access this new, amazing energy is that we have to match it. We have to be in gratitude. We have to be connected to source as much as possible. We have to be in that loving, giving, serving, joyful vibration. And then that wave takes us along. It's like we're surfing and we're on top of the wave. Whatever you can do to do that, whatever you can do that to help other people do that, right? You know, meditate, do devotion, say prayers. You know, read your Bible, read any books you have. I love to read. It touches my soul. Anyway, I wanted to tell you about your environment. It's about your looking glass. The self-image is your self-image is what creates your environment. But we normally let our environment create what we feel. If something bad is going on in the environment, it makes us feel bad. Let's take a big deep breath and understand we get to decide the thoughts we think and the feelings we feel. And we can take a big deep breath and quiet our minds and reach for a better feeling thought. There is something in the moment, in the present moment, we can be grateful for. You know, have faith that everything is going to be okay. Reach for faith instead of fear. There's only two emotions, fear and love. right? So reach for love and reach for faith. Reach for gratitude. Quiet your mind. It's going to make all the difference in the world. So I want to read, and like I said, it is on my Kindle. It is free, and it is called, it's James Allen, and it is As a Man Thinketh. So you will be what you will be. Let failure find its faults content. And that poor word, environment, but spirit scorns it, and it is free. The human will, the force unseen, the offspring of a deathless soul, can hew a way to any goal, through walls of granite intervene. You're the offspring of a deathless soul. You can get to any goal. It doesn't even matter if it has to be through granite. Be not impatient in delays, but wait as one who understands. When spirit rises and commands, the gods are ready to obey. When you say, I am here to serve, I am worthy. I am worthy of more abundance. I am worthy of more confidence. And I have a much better self-image. You put it out to the universe, it comes back to you. So have a wonderful week. You decide you're controlling your environment. You're hugging your friends, if virtually, if not physically. But you can talk to them. You can send them texts. You can send them love. Connect with people. You control your environment. Do not let outside circumstances dictate how you're going to feel. You decide this week that it's the most joyous week in the world, that we are going to celebrate Christ's birth, that we are going to celebrate that we are connected to God, that Christ is within us, that we are Christ divine, that it is that God is showing up as us. There's such a connection here. There's so much power. And just take a big breath whenever you need to remember that and quiet your mind. I'm so glad that we had this time together. I want to wish you the best Merry Christmas in the world. I want to let you know I'm going to be here next week. I've got a couple of good people, I think, lined up. But if not, you and I can just talk because I love talking to you anyway. And I want you to know that you're never alone, right? You're connected to your higher self. You're connected to Source. And we're all one. I mean, quantum physics says that there's so many things that says we're all just united, vibrating masses of energy. And we're connected on this unified field, the Holy Spirit, God. And just take a big, deep breath and quiet your mind. And that's how we connect. So I want you to have a wonderful week. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I love you. You send out love to everyone else. And like Ram Dass always says, we are all walking each other home. And I'm very honored and humbled to be on this journey with you. And I will see you next week. This is Polly Kid Casey, and I am the Law of Attraction.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction Radio Show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.